Good morning, 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 morning. It's Friday. I don't know why, but I got lots and lots of energy today. It could be a very manic show. Just warning you.
I'm not happy about that.
Why? It's good. Listen.
I never know what to expect.
Oh, well. Welcome to my life. I wake up every day. I don't know what to expect. I'm like, are we going to have a fun day today, brain?
Yes, we're going to have a fun day today.
And what are we going to do a bit later?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
That's my life. There's like 17 different things bumping around in my cranium the whole time. All right. So I've noticed something here at The Real Network. We've got these bathrooms, much bigger bathrooms than we've had before.
Okay.
Huge big bathrooms. I don't know what the women's one's like, but it's always better than the men's one.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got 3 urinals.
Okay.
2 urinals. Then there's the stalls. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Okay, cool.
But the one in the corner, always door closed. Either someone is permanently shitting in there the whole time, or that's just locked because there's been a terrible accident.
Oh, my word.
And am I right? Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Flex and James, the producers, they know what I mean. You know the one in the corner, right? Something's going on there. Maybe there was a murder.
Have you ever thought of like opening to see and just check what's going on?
What if it's still from like before and it's too much of a crime scene for anyone to have cleaned up? And
but you know your people, Gareth, like opening
on
things,
the wall, and it's like
checking things, eyeball. Like going where the danger is.
No. I'm happy to never go there. But I sometimes walk in there. You know, it's different. Like if you go to the bathroom and there's no one else in the bathroom, mm-hmm. you might whistle. You don't mind if you pee and you fart while you pee. You don't think about it at all. But if you go in there and there's someone else, and because that door's always closed, I'm aware. So I'm like, well, maybe there is someone in there. And I better behave myself. Am I right? James, this is a problem, right? Yeah, it's locked up there. No, it's not bad work conditions. Shut up, James. This has got nothing to do with your work conditions.
Could be someone's home. You know, relax.
Like, how about you just don't come to work next week? Find someone else to do your job.
Oh, that's so interesting.
What's the labor law again? Who's the HR person? Ask Simpiwa. She has no idea. Like, we have no controls here in that department. And I feel so sorry. Listen, if you work for a big company in South Africa. Oof. With a massive HR department and all kinds of rules. The ones, you know, they all have to, by law, they put up the terms and conditions of employment.
I wonder what they have, like,
Labor
no
Relations
swearing,
Act.
No racial slurs.
I mean, what would we do without a bit of racism in our office, right?
I think someone's nickname is racist, you know?
But Sims, I mean, you know what goes on in our office, right? And we can boast about this.
Oh my gosh. I would say if anyone listened to half of the things we say in our office, we would be canceled the next day. We would be the poster company of what not to do at a company, what not to say. Like, you can't do X, Y, you can't do this and that. Like, we just say everything and anything.
Oh, there's Janine. She works with us as well. She says, send James into that room as a punishment. James, go and see what's happening.
Yeah, check it out. If someone's sleeping,
seriously,
you know, don't wake them up.
Go in. Go in, go in there right now and take your phone with you and film.
Please.
In case there's a body or something.
It's fine.
Then we know we mustn't go there either.
It's okay.
Just go and do it. Jesus, I mean, really. So I laughed. There's some very funny stuff going on the internet this morning while we're waiting for James to go and check out the closed bathroom stall. So Stephen King and Elon Musk have been having a go at each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very funny. So what happened was Stephen King went, Twitter, 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 you bought it. We're going to call it whatever we want. Okay, Elon, you can't force us to call it X. So Elon goes, it hurts our feelings when you did name us. Isn't that beautiful? It's like the guy is... Like, he's up against one of the greatest writers. He's up against one of the greatest writers, I mean, in horror, right? And he's old and probably not as good anymore as he used to be, but still, he's Stephen King. And Elon just smashes him. It's just so funny. Anyway.
I love it.
So great. Okay, so lots of things to get into this morning. The Olympics officially start tonight. Are you excited?
Whoop, whoop. Mm. Yes, yes, yes. My timeline is full of Olympic posts. And for the first time, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Olympic athletes are actually posting, like they're showing us the Olympic villa.
They've taken the controls off.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. Now we're going to see what happens.
Right.
Like the after parties, who really gets. So I'm super excited to just see what the next few weeks are going to look like from a personal, like, oh my gosh, we just won or we lost or Team USA.
I'm so pleased that you brought that up because the fact that they're able to post, I mean, first of all, how stupid that they weren't able to do that before. I mean, like these are people who've achieved the greatest heights in terms of those kinds of achievements. Physical human achievements. Mm-hmm. They should be allowed to broadcast whatever the hell they want. And we can decide whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. You can follow them or you don't have to.
Yes.
This idea that like they have to be coached to be also, you know, really good media people. Everyone's a content creator. Everyone's an influencer. Everyone's a brand. No, how about you just a really cool athlete that everybody wants to follow because you're going to have sex with people in the Olympic Village. Mm-hmm. That's enough for some of us, right?
Yeah. They gave out so many condoms. I think like each athlete has gone like about 20 condoms each or 30, if I'm not mistaken. So we all know that they're going to get it on even with those anti-sex beds, but I'm here for it. I'm like, live your best life. This is the best of the best in the world. Do you, boo-boo? And I'm not judging you.
Totally. So today we got Nick Rabinovitz popping in. That's going to be loads of fun. He is always a great addition to a Friday morning. So if you need to laugh and chill out and take the whole world less seriously, because maybe you've had a tough week, then Nick is the antidote to that. Lots of people on the internet talking about, I don't know why, but they're talking about Kamala Harris. Like she's been there. You know what irritates me is like people are so dumb, right? Like she's been there the whole time and she never inspired so much as a single tweet from most people. Like people didn't give a shit about her. Now suddenly you had all these people who are like, oh my God, I love Kamala. Well, it's a certain kind of person. It's a certain kind of West Coast white liberal woman. Let's be fair. Oh my God, I love Kamala so much. She's just the most incredible woman. You're like, what do you know about her? Crickets. Does she have a husband? Yeah, I think so. You know his name? Now, Doug Emhoff. Does she have kids? Yeah, I think so. No,
nope.
She doesn't. Does she do anything? Apparently, like this is the most amazing thing that's been revealed in the last week. And you know, now obviously, because they're inside the White House, there are people like, mm-hmm. because all the Biden people are now out, right? So they know they've still got power for the next 6 months.
Yes.
Because they're not going to immediately turf them out onto the street. Like they can't just send Joe straight to an old age home. So they're like, okay, Joe and his team, you're going to be here, but you're going to basically be coaching Kamala's team. And then we're just going to dump you. So they have nothing to lose. So now all the stories are coming out. So someone leaked yesterday. I thought this was hilarious that apparently Kamala Harris had so little to do as vice president. Cause what is a vice president? I mean, like what is our deputy president doing? You don't know. I don't know. They don't even know. It's just a title, right? It's not a thing.
They just travel.
Yeah, they don't do anything. So the vice president of the United States of America, do you know what she was doing in her office in the West Wing the whole time?
Partying?
No. Worse, because if she was having parties, I'd say, all right, maybe she's cool. She's playing solitaire.
Aww.
She was sitting there in her office, ostensibly the second most powerful person in the world. Click, click, moving the cards.
I think I got it. Oh, my God, I'm doing so well.
Fuck.
She's annoying.
Oh, she's so annoying.
She's very annoying.
I mean, listen, they're all annoying. All politicians are annoying. No, I'm not going to change my opinion.
With her laughing.
That voice and the way she, every sentence ends.
Have you seen her slogan? What, her campaign slogan that she came up with during, like, his speech, one of his speeches, because now she's everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, America's not going to go back. And then you can see,
we're
like, that aha moment of, we're not going to go back. we're not going to go back. And that's the new slogan. And I'm like, oh, jeez.
But, she has a way of like sucking the air out of the room. And I promise you, I bumped into someone here in South Africa 2 days ago. She's pretending to be excited about Kamala Harris. She's pretending. You know how you can tell someone is pretending? Like, you know when you ask one of your friends, hey, do you want to go and play paddle? And they go, yeah, sure, I'd love to. Like, that's my response if someone asks, do you want to play paddle? I still never played. So when someone goes, hey, Gareth, do you want to go play paddle? I go, well, look, I just go, no. But most people go, yeah, and I'll have to check my diary.
Like, when? Can I get back to you?
Right.
Like, tomorrow. Okay, I'll see what I can do. You know, as soon as someone says, I'll see what I can do, I'll let you know.
It just means no. It means no, and it means they're dishonest. Just tell the truth. Like, how hard is it to do it? Also, your life is so much easier when you don't have to feel guilty about not getting back to someone about something, or you have to lie and then you have to remember the lie. And maybe that's why I'm so happy today and every other day, is because I don't carry around 10 billion lies that I have to remember. All you have to do is tell people the truth. No, I don't want to play paddle with you. It's not hard. You know what the worst is? They're going to be upset for those couple of seconds. They'll never ask you to paddle again, which will be a huge relief to you. But also, you don't have to carry that guilt. You've told them the truth. Now you can... It's so nice. These people are like, yeah, we should do lunch. yeah, we should really do that. I'd love to see you again. And this is how people are with Kamala Harris. They're like, I am so excited about Kamala. In fact, Chuck Schumer, I think it was Chuck Schumer, could have been someone else, some other bloody politician. He was sitting there and he announces, and we're all going to get behind Kamala Harris. And he starts going, he actually started clapping. No one else clapped. And he went, well, you're not clapping, but I'm going to clap. It's the saddest shit you've ever seen. You know when people are trying to convince you of something, but they're not even convinced? That's when you know you got to give up on that. It's like, guys, this is not a thing. It's not going to happen. I feel very, very sorry for anybody who has to go through that on a daily basis. It's so draining. How much energy that takes, right?
We'll see. We'll see. I'm excited.
About Kamala?
No, just about the elections. No. I don't know too much about her, but the few videos I've seen, she's not my cup of tea. She's trying to be hip and cool, and I feel like Obama did that already. And he did it with like ease.
Well, he has charisma.
Yes, you know, and then with her, it's just like crackling. Right?
Oh.
But what's very interesting, which I've noticed, I think this was all pre-planned because everything is happening so fast. There was the Trump shooting, jiggy jiggy, then Biden's like, I'm stepping out of the race. Jiggy jiggy, she's already gotten the votes. Jiggy jiggy, she has a $230 million budget for her campaign.
Yeah.
And everything is just like,
wow.
You know, and Joe's nowhere to be seen, nowhere to be heard. Like, we not seeing that old man. So I'm just like, I think they've planned this and now we're just seeing it unfold. But good luck. Good luck and, you know.
All right. Let's move on.
We did it, Joe.
Let's bring it. We did it, Joe. It's just so bad. Ugh. Anyway. Ugh.
But on to the next.
Oh. So bad. The prisoners in this country are out of control.
Right? Guys, arrest me. If that's how they're living, take me now. Take me now. Let me go. I'm ready.
Producer Flex showed me this video this morning from Sun City Prison here.
Yes.
You know, they call it Sun City, but it's the main correctional facility in Johannesburg. These guys are so stupid. Like, they know Oom Piet is now in charge, right? They know Oom Piet Groenewald. And he's popular as hell. I don't know if you've seen, but he's like everybody's favorite minister suddenly.
Yes.
Because one thing we do know about this country is South Africans have had it up to here with criminals.
Yes.
Because every one of us has had shit stolen, or we've had much worse things than that happen.
Yes.
So we're all like a little bit sensitive on the crime thing. And then they put Oom Piet in charge of prisons and we're like, ah, coming for you.
But off,
right?
King. Yes.
Right, exactly. So even though, I mean, like, if you'd ask me who the most popular minister would be and you said it would be a guy from the Vryheidsfront Plus, I'd have said to you, you're smoking some good shit. But that's what makes this country so amazing. That's what makes this country so fucking weird. And I love it. That's why I'm here and I'll never go anywhere else. Anyway, so in the prison, here's the video that's got everyone on the internet mad as hell.
Mm.
Because these guys are living it up. They got PlayStations.
Hey, they have Wi-Fi. As I said, guys, they're living a better life than we are. Like, they are like, you guys are stressing about traffic?
Mm.
What's that?
They don't have to work.
Three course meals.
They don't have to work.
I'm chilling like a villain.
Yeah.
Hey, I have everything at my disposal. Guys, if that's the life, take me now.
And they do
take
get
me now.
They do get free massages, although sometimes that's against their will.
I'm just saying, if they're living so nice, you don't need to stress about any bills, any debit orders.
Nothing.
Helang, guys. Mm. Helang, guys. Maybe crime is worth it.
If you want a stress-free life, then try crime. I mean, did you get that picture I sent you about how when God sends you a message? I don't know. If I didn't send it to you, then that's my fault. But yeah. If the universe of God, I could really use a sign, God, and the universe says, why not try? And the next category, crime. No, that's exactly right. Because here in South Africa, that's what it'll get you. Flex, pass that video because people who don't know and haven't seen it will. Well, they'll understand the context for why this is such a big story in this country right now. Let's take a look at this.
Yeah, hello, haters. You put us in prison and you think we are suffering. No, my brother, we are doing extremely fine. Look how happy we are. And this morning we had breakfast and in the afternoon we had lunch. And we had supper and we are about to eat dinner, my brother. We are doing extremely fine. We are not even suffering at all. We are happy. And look here, we are not even paying rent.
No.
We are not buying electricity.
No.
Nothing, my brother. We don't even cook food. They give us food for free. We don't even cook.
No.
The difference is the same, my brother. No, we are not. No, my brother.
We don't need toiletries.
We don't need toiletries. We give for free. And the education is going to be free in prison.
Yeah.
We're not suffering. We're not suffering. If you think we are suffering, no, my brother. You are wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
No, very wrong. No. Look how happy.
Guys. Hi.
I love that.
You think we are suffering? You think we are suffering? That man told us it is nice. We eat like a fucking knife. That's what he said, sir. Guys. He's like, we don't need to pay rent. We don't need to pay toiletries. Hey, people cook for us.
I love that. And obviously that guy's dead now. The rest of them killed him.
He's ruined it for everyone.
Because now they've gone in and they raided the place, right?
Yes.
So they took out everything. But they found like TVs.
Yes.
I've told you I got a shit TV, but I guarantee you every one of those TVs they pulled out of this way better than mine. PlayStations.
Yes.
Condoms.
Mm.
Liquor.
Of course.
Drugs. Plenty of that.
You know what I was surprised with? Nail polish and acrylics. I was like, okay, kings, like who's getting their nails done? Like who's getting the mani and the pedi? Like,
what else are you going to do? You got to have a mani and pedi. Have you ever met a bored Joburg housewife who also doesn't have a job and doesn't have to worry about cooking and cleaning? Guess what she does? She goes, gets her nails done. Same thing for the prisoners. You know?
Yeah, I'm glad that they did the raid. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. I hope that this is going to be the new standard now, that it's not nice living anymore.
Well, when Pete's going to go in there. You...
He must go. He has my full support.
What the fuck are you on? Imagine him. What the donor, masculine? Like all these guys are like, ah, we're not suffering. Ah, yes, sis.
You're not suffering.
Here it comes. Oh my God, I think that's so great.
You have our vote. Go do it. Go do it. Go do it. Because we are suffering and we are on the outside world. So please.
Yeah. How wild is that? I mean, these guys have a better life than most of us who are supposedly free. Huh?
You know.
Let's think about that.
Huh?
We have to work. We have to pay the bills. We don't get anything for free. We pay the rent. All that stuff. These guys are like living.
Just their best life.
And they're the ones who broke all the rules. It does make you think it's all a little bit perverse. Okay, so speaking of prisons, apparently there's a Brazilian prison that is using geese for the guards. Now, geese can be pretty aggressive. I've got friends who've got geese. Mm-hmm. And they're better watchdogs than dogs in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't disbelieve this, but where is this in Brazil?
Yeah, so this is a Brazilian prison. And like about 15 years ago, they used to have guard dogs. And then they were like, no, but the guard dogs are too expensive. Mm. They can be bribed, like just a whole lot, you know, going on there. But the geese, like they're hateful, they're assholes, they make noise, very territorial. And ever since they've kind of placed them, by the fence, they have not experienced a jailbreak.
Yeah.
So they're doing a great job. Yeah, they have about 500 geese.
Listen, those things are vicious, eh?
And every time a prisoner tries to escape, they met with one of those things.
I know. They make sort of a honking noise. It's But they are aggressive. Like, don't think just because it's a goose, it's not going to try and like savage you. And they've got those claws.
Yes. So
spur-wing geese have got them
quite
on the wing as well. They've got it on that. There's some vicious looking fucking geese.
So
tell you what, you take your life in your hands.
Yes. So that's where they kind of like,
look at them.
That's where they got.
They put them in between the fences and these things like quack, 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 quack.
And if you try just one mistake, I get done with you. And they've seen, you know, no jailbreak. So maybe this is what we should also adapt in South. I don't know, with all the smuggling that takes place in the jail.
Yeah. Well, Pete, here's an idea for you from Simpiwe. Hey, Ben, what's happening?
Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Why do you look so startled, Ben? What happened?
I just feel a little startled.
Ben just sat down. Ben just
wasn't expecting to see myself on the screen that quickly.
Ben was like, shit, that's what I look like. Come on, you've done this show for a while now. Surely you're not surprised.
I was just trying to ease into it, so my microphone's in the right place, and then suddenly there I was.
Listen, you've promised me, because Ben and I were talking earlier this week. He's like, oh, we're going big on the Olympics this week. Simpiwe and I were already both talking about how much we're into it, just because the athletes seemingly are able to post stuff this time. We're getting into the Olympic Village. We're seeing the like behind the scenes stuff, which I don't know if there was a moratorium on it before or whether it was just each athlete decided that they were rather not going to do this in a team and they'd abdicate that responsibility to some media person who made it boring as fuck. But now finally we're actually in there with the athletes and we're going to see all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, which I think will be a whole lot more. Because how many of us are ever going to get there, right?
Well, zero.
Zero.
Let's go with zero.
Yeah.
But also,
so we want to know. It's like you want to know what's at Camp David, where President Biden went to go and train for the debate that he fucked up so badly. You want to know what's there, even though none of us will be invited to Camp David. Don't you want to know what's going on? Of course you do. Same with the Olympic Village. We want to know what's going on. This is probably our best chance.
Well, also because the last Olympics didn't really happen because it was a COVID Olympics. So there and thereabouts. But so the last time we actually got excited about the Olympics was 2016. So it's a long time ago.
Oh, I mean, we barely had social media.
Yeah.
Precisely. And it was in Rio. It was great. But so we had this big lull. And now here we have it, Paris 2024.
Right.
And then last night, because the Blitzbox suddenly out of nowhere played a game of their lives, they're in the shot for a medal. So early excitement for South Africans in a big way. So damn exciting.
Awesome. Okay, so what events are we most excited about? We know we got the opening ceremony tonight.
8 o'clock.
Yes. And the French will put on a good show. I mean, apart from all the knife crime in Paris, it should be a good show. They made the Eiffel Tower look really sexy. Those five rings the other day. There was someone who took a beautiful picture of the moon inside of one of the rings. It was all very lovely and very French. So what exactly do we have to plot out here in terms of our investment of time and what we should prioritize?
Well, first of all, this opening ceremony is going to be insane.
Mm.
The first time it's not in the stadium. It's on the actual river. On the Seine.
That's amazing. Right. So it's insane.
It's insane what they're doing. It really is. It's going to be tonight, 8 o'clock. It'll be
Ben
4 hours.
Ben was waiting with that joke. Was 4 hours long. Plan. He really penned that 4 days ago, and he's been sitting on it the whole time.
Nah, just this morning. But it'll be the first time outside, and it's incredible what they are trying to do here. So it'll be 4 hours long.
Hmm.
6 kilometers in length will be the opening ceremony, which will involve 85 boats. There'll be 3 helicopters, there'll be 8 drones, and there'll be 200 smartphones on all the boats, so you miss nothing.
Wow.
You'll be able to see a ball scratch, you'll be able to see a wave, everything, because everything's going to be covered.
That's so amazing.
About 10,500 athletes will be put onto these boats and pushed down the Seine, and there's going to be 326,000 spectators watching all of this live, of which 222,000 have got free tickets. So it's quite a spectacle like we've never seen before, actually. And it kind of needs to be, considering the fact that, like I said, Tokyo was a COVID games.
Nice.
I'm very excited. Okay, so apart from the athletes and the events, there's always a lot of excitement around the Olympics because the whole world's focused on this. It brings like national competition to the fore. There are countries here that never get to compete in any of the other stuff. Like, you never heard of Uzbekistan's like rugby team, or Turkmenistan, or Tajikistan, and those are just the stans. I mean, don't get me started on the others.
You'll see stans that you've never seen before.
There's
in the
lot
Olympics.
Of stans,
and then you also get those other little island countries that you didn't think were island countries.
Mm-hmm.
They were like sort of like Commonwealth throwaways from a time too far ago. Mm. So what you got to do is, and I would love to give you information and try and be the sports person that knows everything, but you got to get the Paris 2024 app.
They have an app?
It is sensational, Simbira. Look, I mean,
this is the first time ever
Lady Gaga
didn't know about an app before anyone else on the show. She's like, I got the app already. What are you talking about? I had it for 6 weeks.
It's just like the schedule is all there.
Okay.
Obviously, everything about, say, like the opening ceremonies, so you get good articles. They'll give you basically like where the torch is before it comes into the Seine. You'll learn all about the events. There's obviously media on a daily basis, but the schedule thing is so cool. So every single day you can see what the events are, what the medal events are.
Right.
So if today, for example, there's bugger all happening. There's a bit of shooting going on. So that's fine. I'll skip that opening ceremony. Then tomorrow there's about 7,000 events taking place, and you can go, cool, I just want to see the medal things. Mm-hmm. So you touch the medal button. Obviously you can't see it, but you just touch the medal button. It tells you exactly what time people will be fighting for medals.
Look at you even showing us. Just show us again.
Well, it didn't kind of work, but it's not far.
Yeah, but the way you pressed, it was all very convincing. I like that a lot. All right, good stuff.
Yeah, guys. So, I mean, it's just, this is as exciting as it gets. And of course, when it comes to sports that you need to look out for, there's going to be 32 different sports. Obviously, some of those are going to be super boring and shitty.
Yes. Mm.
Some of them are going to be absolutely
What's
incredible.
What's the worst, do you think?
I really think it's... Well, I say it's football because it shouldn't be there. Same with tennis. It's just another event.
What
Why
about those
there?
Middle distance? I mean, the but ones yes, so middle like distance.
10,000 meters in the track.
Yeah, nobody really cares.
Until the final bell.
They're skating now as well, hey?
They're skateboarding in like a street circuit and then on one of those sort of ball circuits.
It could be good. I mean, you could get some really cool tricks. But you know, most of those people are already doing like TikTok videos and Instagram anyway. You won't see better than that at the Olympics because they've got more time and they can get it right. I also think, so I'm really into, I'll tell you which ones I'm going to enjoy watching. Mm-hmm. I love seeing the 100 meter sprints, obviously.
Of course.
I love
the pinnacle event.
I love long jump and high jump and pole vault and those things because they're like, it's just unfathomable how high and how far these people can go.
Yes.
Shot put's interesting.
Yes.
Because of the characters as well.
Yes. The people themselves.
The female shot put.
Extraordinary.
You won't see women like that elsewhere. No.
Outside of Centurion, Builder's Warehouse on a Saturday.
Outside of there, you won't see...
I promise you, I see a lot of those women. End of the month.
Not your type?
End of the month. Partool aisle. That's where they are. You want to recruit for the shot put team? By the way, how the hell do we never win shot put if those women are just waiting to be selected?
Actually a very good point.
And it's a travesty of justice. They go there every Saturday. All we need is Gate and McKenzie to stand at the entrance of the builder's warehouse.
Stand there with Biltong. Stand there with loose Biltong.
Loose Biltong just in your hand, and they'll come right just for it. They'll just come for it. And then we have shot put. We can win every possible way in the shot put.
Yeah, so there's
every weight category.
Obviously, like track and field is a real big deal. So that's not going to start until a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So you'll get the swimming first. I mean, swimming's mostly quite boring.
It's boring, but we win.
So, people, do you enjoy the swimming until they get into the water, or do you enjoy it all the way through?
Like all the way through, like even the relay with the swimming and whatnot. Like it's really nice.
Why
to
did
watch.
You do this with your hands? Like because of changing the baton.
They just dive in after each other. There's no battens.
Like swimming is great. I'll tell you, gymnastics.
Yes,
love it.
Phenomenal.
What else? Okay, all the running events, all of them. Sprints. All of them. The relay, the 200 meter, it's amazing. Like, and we always know it's Jamaica taking it, you know,
pretty much.
Like,
they're genetically inclined
or
to do
Kenya.
So.
Okay, like, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then, like, those are like my top ones that I watch.
Okay, so you guys have missed out on the best ones, obviously, diving.
That's good.
Diving's phenomenal because I like diving, you get like the high board and then you get the low springboard. Yeah. Everyone's in great shape, they're all good looking human beings.
Lito says, let's talk about the looks of these athletes, please. And that's a very good point because, I mean, these people have just achieved the pinnacle of human physical prowess.
Yes.
Right? There's nothing better. So
maybe not the shot putters, but yes.
Well, I mean, the shot putters in terms of how much they can put the ballast
how
behind
much they
that
can
shot.
Push.
Yeah. Right?
Sure. Yes.
Ballast
is not a very sexy thing to do. Like, she can ballast, tell you what.
Listen. Not for you, maybe, Ben, but for some people, that's all
true.
They're after.
I mean, if you deal with fish for a living, maybe, then that could also be the thing.
Sure.
You work in manual labor.
And I think that the greatest bodies have got to be swimming.
Yes.
The decathletes, obviously, because they can do all the things, right?
Yeah.
So the decathlon, the swimming, the
sprinting.
Gymnastics, because my God, those people can move like in ways.
But they also, but like,
yeah, but the gymnasts are like weird builds.
You think it's weird?
Because ultimately, like, all the females, they get to the age of 12 and then they just don't grow any further because they get
stunted.
They're
always a little pint size.
Mentally, socially, physically,
they're just like
emotionally.
Mm, okay, all right, you've turned me off the gym. I'll stop watching now.
Divers have the best bodies. I mean, Turkish, probably. Jason Statham, he was a diver originally. And that's how he got into being an action hero.
That I did not know.
Okay.
You see, you taught me about the Lynx last week. By the way, I watched the golf.
It's
I have a
phenomenal.
Bone to pick with you.
Ooh.
No, I watched on Sunday, expecting not very much because you said to me it's cold and blistering and not particularly.
It's a battle of attrition, as they say in the classics, Cliff.
So I watched it. I've never seen such a depressing landscape in my life.
Yes, yeah, that's Scottish summer. There you go.
Verdun after World War I looked positively beautiful by comparison.
But it's a battlefield, Lynx golf.
Oh,
that's why if you care about golf, everything about that tournament is phenomenal.
Yes,
because normally in you go as picturesque, pristine American courses, the ball bounces and it stops. Whereas in Scotland, the ball bounces and then the trouble begins because it rolls into burrows and it's just incredible.
Those bunkers are
horrific.
The
bunkers and the wind. And
I had
then
a bunker called the Coffin Bunker.
Yeah.
Heaven.
Or you go in there, you're dead.
Simpure, it was bad. Anyway, but we digress. But we digress. You and I can talk about golf. I know you
after the show,
you just
want to
get into
coffee.
It. That's cool. We
just
can get into more
of us. Golf.
That's right.
Okay.
Ben,
so we go through the best events now. Mm.
Yes.
Track cycling is something that everyone has to watch. It is so cool because they have those banked up walls.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up and it's very very fast, and you get like the team and you get individuals, and then they go split screen, and then they race each other. And that is so fun. You won't see it anywhere else.
Okay.
But weightlifting, guys, has to be the most pinnacle of Olympic sports.
Well, Janine says in the comments, remember Beijing, that guy's arm broke while he was doing the deadlift. Yeah, that was pretty hectic.
So the thing about the weightlifting is you want to see high stakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these weightlifters, a lot of them also come from these funny stands, right?
Mm.
And like I always think of it like that scene in Borat. You got these coaches like an Azamat who's like slapping you about the face and then you get the smelling salts. These guys are psyched up. Because in that time there, once they get to that place where they pick up the weight and they're trying everything, anything can happen, right? They can be absolute heroes. They could shit their pants. They could break limbs. Their hemorrhoids could explode.
Yes.
There is so much that could happen at any moment in weightlifting. And that is, for me, is just the most box office of entertainment.
I agree.
And you get these tiny people who weigh 50 kilograms who can then push. They're like ants. They can push like three times their body weight above their head.
Carl says, no, the most visually appealing are the beach volleyball players. Those women are always hot. The Brazilians, oh my God.
Yeah, Carl, it's a picture fair for point. A guy who's going to watch the beach volleyball.
Yeah, but you know, Carl will do anything.
I'm surprised you guys didn't name netball. I know a lot of guys watch netball.
So getting there, netball is not a sport. Volleyball, I think, is what you're going for.
Yeah, netball's actually not a sport.
Netball's, it's not in the Olympics.
No. Sorry, Simpy. We've really burst your bubble there. Look, she's very depressed.
That's the saddest I've seen you on the show. No, netball's not in there. But I mean, look.
That's got the picture you chose?
It's got grounds to be in there.
I'm sorry, that's the picture? That's the picture you chose? You chose the shot putter who's playing beach volleyball? Now we know what you're into, Flex. Yes, sis. All right.
So those are your sort of big ones. There's BMX stuff, which I find also quite interesting because BMX racing.
Okay.
That's also like high octane, big stakes. We've got a South African woman in there who was a child at the last Olympics. So she's going to be like flying the flag there.
Okay.
And there's break dancing.
Ah.
So, you know, every Olympics, they're going to throw something in there to capture the youth and be talkable. I mean, because obviously
put nipple in, please.
I mean, like you want to do something to attract the youth in Paris, and you can't have knife crime because that's a bit fatal. No. So they've gone for breaking, which is what it's called.
Yeah.
And you'd rather have netball?
I'd rather. It's much more fast-paced. It's much more interesting.
Fast-paced. These people are breakdancing. They're doing somersaults.
Yeah, but you can see that in Bromfontein if you just do some like tech.
Even me, I can do something and just be like, great. Right. Like, no.
I had no idea you were such a netball fan.
I mean, she's just very upset
that netball isn't
a
sport.
It's quite exciting. I swear the last one was there, right? It's been there before. Why do I associate Olympics with netball?
I always thought it was there, but like I've done my research this week. It's definitely not a sport.
Ooh. Someone suggested, how about you get the ladies, in inverted commas, from Bangkok playing ping pong? Now that would...
Some of them do.
I mean, that's a real skill.
But also, right? Like, absolute credit to IOC. There'll be no dicks in the chicks events.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the swimming, the weightlifting, women.
Good. So that we actually have women...
competing,
being able to compete fairly against other women and winning.
That's what a sporting pinnacle is.
Yeah,
and it's great that they've taken that stance. They haven't gone with those. Oh, but we're so inclusive as an Olympic sport. Bullshit.
We don't need that.
We don't have any of that shit. But that's straight out of America, and other countries just don't believe that. Imagine telling the people from Turkmenistan. Imagine you go to Azamat from Turkmenistan. You say, "Look, we've got the woman. She compete against you. Must not slap her too hard." It's not going to happen.
But sidebar, I will say, one thing that has caught my attention is the Olympic outfits as well. That they've been showing off.
I hope ours are.
I don't know. I haven't seen ours. It's not in my top five.
Let's not get excited about what ours look like. Remember in Rio what we looked like?
We had those tracksuits.
Those Ninja Turtle tracksuits that Fakile and his mates bought in China, Hong Kong, whatever.
Yes, and then charged us 5 million rand each.
And there was all seven sizes too big.
Oh, it was so bad. They looked like those tracksuits that... like poor whites from Pretoria West still wear because they're
always barefooted. Yeah. The ones that are always barefooted. Yeah. And there's like a rip on the leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean.
And they have like coffee stains and God knows what other kinds of stains all over them. That's what they look like. Just as people were upset. Do you remember how angry?
It was so demoralizing for a nation.
The whole of South Africa was like, how can you make our athletes look so terrible? I mean, the last thing you want to do with the people who are there to represent us as sport heroes is to dress them like they're going to Brakpan for a night of gambling and steak at Spur.
All ill-fitting. Like everyone, they were disastrous.
No.
It was like a Gupta sports brand, I think.
Definitely, yeah. We didn't even know what brand it was.
I think it was called 361.
This is, it was cuck.
361.
So we can only do...
Wait, the Nick said it all. 361.
So we can only do better than that, right?
I think so, but I haven't seen the SA kit.
No, they'll only show us when it happens.
No, but I've seen some of the pictures.
They got to keep it
secret. The podium looks or whatever. My top countries is Spain. They have like this red and white going on. Mm. There was a sports company called Joma, I think, that created the looks. Amazing. Mm. The USA looks really nice. They have like this blazer, but also like
they
this.
Always go for kind of like a Ralph Lauren kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's
then,
good.
Wait, Stewie,
you got a show on your own screen here. Can we get
no,
these up in there?
No, I just sent it to James now.
Oh, right, okay. Well, they might get that next hour.
And then this.
Hey, Boiled Prawn Shack says, I was deep in Pretoria West yesterday through the Dustport Tunnel. Different world out there, guys.
Hectic.
What were the tracksuits like? Any 361 tracksuits knocking around?
Hey, listen, Pretoria's taking a lot of strain this morning with me saying those things about Builds Warehouse and Centurion and now
it's
Pretoria West.
It's a phenomenal place.
It really is. I mean, you've spent a lot of time at Loftus, but other than that, you've also had fun there.
Loftus is like the Saint-Tropez compared to the places that you mentioned.
Sunil says, I think she just likes Spanish men. It's not the clothes. Yeah, that's also true, Simpio.
Well, once James has put up the image, you'll see why I like the outfits. The outfits are great. Like, I think this is what I'd wear on a random day, not even just...
But it should be, right? Because it's the national pride thing again.
Yes.
Don't give them a tracksuit. We get it. We know they're athletes. You have to put them in a tracksuit and know they're athletes. Put them in some nice gear.
Agreed.
Like the French are going to do something special, I'm sure. They're going to have nice...
Oh, they have like this dope jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
That has the Olympic sign at the back. And then it's white. And then it says France. I was like, okay. I'd like this jacket. It's like a leather jacket.
Oh, nice.
And then they have like their official outfits for the Olympics, like this... blue blazer. I was like, okay, that's cool. That's nice.
See, and unlike our athletes, they don't have to give the jacket to the minister afterwards. We're going to have to take that back now. I'm afraid that you just got to wear it for the opening ceremony.
Guys, can we get into the rest of the sport? Otherwise, it's going to be 7 o'clock.
Oh, then... sorry, Ben.
No, but
sorry,
I mean, like last time I was here, you almost cut me short.
Let's do this properly. Beyond the scoreboard.
Spain.
It's not even my show. I'm going to run this time thing here.
That's what I mean.
That's nice.
That's the Spain like podium.
That's good.
It's very nice. Oh, Mongolia, I think.
Mongolia, yeah.
Yo. I was like, okay, royalty.
That looks
let's
like
go.
The most that's awesome good. Movie that's about to happen.
Yeah,
USA?
Yeah.
So
that actually looks like a Will Ferrell movie about to happen. That like,
yeah, it does.
Pseudo NASCAR drivers.
Okay, that's good, though.
Yeah, like, that's not
cool.
Bad. These are my top picks for the.
You know what? You know the stuff. You know Fashini better than me.
I mean, I'm all for the US thing. If it was down to Kamala Harris, there would have been burkas.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Beyond the Scoreboard with Ben is powered by Superbets. We've talked about the Paris Olympics, but what else do you have for us, Ben?
Gareth, it's an incredible sporting weekend despite just the Olympics. So let's actually just start with the UFC. It is UFC 304, and it's in Manchester.
Oh,
can you imagine how drunk and messed these oaks are going to get? And this is the funny part about
in
that.
In Manchester.
So, key Manchester, right? They'll go out for like a chip sandwich or whatever and stuff their face with saturated fats. But the main card only starts at 4 a.m. because on American time.
I thought you were going to say the main fight's outside the stadium.
No, probably will be. But this is
what you say to me, Clara? I'll come over there. Don't make me come over there.
So all these orange people are going to get.
Do ya?
They're going to get so wrecked as they normally do on a Saturday. Okay, now they've all saved up to go to Manchester UFC 304, but it's on American time. So they're going to peak around midnight and then they're going to fall asleep. So if you watch the stadium itself, because the main card only starts at 4 a.m. These oaks are going to be, they'll need to find their third wind by the time that Paddy the Batty Pimlet comes out. It's going to be amazing entertainment. So the main card, there's three particular fights you should watch out for. Bobby Green versus Paddy Pimlet in the lightweight division.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Tom Aspinall. So what the UFC does is they try to have as many local people on a card. So if they go to Manchester, you're not going to see guys from Turkmenistan fighting against guys from Estonia.
Okay.
You're going to get British people. So Paddy the Baddie, he'll be
Paddy the Baddie.
He's his third last fight. Tom Aspinall is currently the interim heavyweight champion of the world because the heavyweight division's in a bit of turmoil right now with John Jones being injured and Stipe not wanting to fight anybody but John Jones. So he'll take on Curtis Blaydes. And then the main fight is Leon Edwards versus Bilal Muhammad. Now, these two have fought already, but Bilal got an eye poke from Leon Edwards, so the fight had to be called off. And it's going to be a really, really good fight because Leon Edwards is now in his third title defense. Really good clash of styles here. And these oaks really don't like each other because Bilal thinks, he keeps telling everyone that Leon is scared of him. Leon's like, dude, you're so beneath me. And Leon's an incredible kickboxer. He's got an incredible kill shot with his left foot, and he generally hits them all the time. So that's UFC 304. Wow. Again, the fight is going to be great, but watch the crowd. These people are going to be vomiting. They're going to be asleep. They're going to be back. The ones that are awake are the ones that can afford cocaine. It is going to be such a thing to watch. It really will be. Rugby-wise, it's obviously a slow one because the Box only pick up the game again on the 10th. They play the Rugby Championships. They are going to Australia. Next week, we'll get into that. But it's Curry Cup. So Griffins versus the Cheetahs tonight. Yeah. Pumas versus the Griquas tonight. And then we've got Saturday, Lions versus the Sharks and Blue Bulls versus Western Province. Bit of a three-horse race, really. It's the Lions, it's the Bulls, it's the Cheetahs. Province have started out quite steady, but they have had tough fixtures. The Sharks are beyond dog shit. I don't know. They need like an exorcism. We've been saying this for weeks now.
Wow.
And then like the Pumas, the Griffins, and the Cheetahs.
Beyond dog shit.
They are. I mean, it's just they lost 2 weeks in a row now. They lost the Griquas, then they lost the Pumas. And they've still got lots of talent, which makes it even more frustrating. In the Formula One, we've got the Belgian Grand Prix. Now, this is always really, really great because it's at the Franck de Spa something circuit.
Right.
But it's beautiful because it's like a forest and there's like long winding roads. So it's great for overtaking. It's one of Europeans' top circuits. It's one of the really great European circuits, right? Like the old Grand Prix that the purists love. Mm-hmm. Now, the drama is that Max Verstappen is looking like he's going to have a 10-place penalty put on him. Not because he looks funny. It's just that he's using a different power unit. So how it works is that you can only do so much with your car with so much money throughout the season. And he had a bit of a whoopsie at the Canadian Grand Prix. So he's going to need to have another power unit. Mm. And you only have so many. So you'll be docked places. So there's a good chance that he might start at 10th.
Sure.
Which sucks. He has come from behind a lot at this track because it's really great for overtaking. And that's why they're going to incur this penalty because they'll take the risk. So they go, cool, we go for a new engine. We'll make up the places. So the thing about that is that because he's so great, in the past, he would be like, cool, my car will do it. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more competitive this year. I mean, if you just look at the driver standings, Verstappen's on 265, Lando Norris on 189, and the McLaren duo of Norris and Piastri are bloody good right now. Now, just to keep it in mind, so you get 25 points to win the race, 18 for second, 15 for third, 12 for 10th, and then it goes down increments of two. Sorry, 12 for fourth, then it goes down increments of two. So Verstappen's got a healthy lead, but it's going to be just kept on like chipped away. So the Belgian Grand Prix, F1 in general right now, is about as good as it can be. But just to give you an update on the things that you should look out for in the Olympics itself, like I said today, just the opening ceremony. So that's wonderful. Tomorrow, it really starts to kick off again. We've got the men's hockey, SA versus New Zealand, 12:45. Ooh, yes. And then we've got the rugby sevens, SA versus France. So we're taking on the host team. And it's in the Stade de France, where they played the Rugby World Cup last year.
Nice.
And it is full. Like nice. Last night for the quarters was full. And France got through against Argentina. The Blitzboxers beat the All Blacks. The Blitzbox had to qualify for this event a few weeks ago. They had to go to some godforsaken place and play other people that weren't that good.
No.
They came in there. They scraped into the quarterfinals somehow. They were seeded eighth in the quarterfinals, and they beat the All Blacks, who were number one.
Sure.
So that is going to be the semifinal. Of course, if they go through to there, then they get into the bronze medal match. Sorry, they get into the gold medal match because they're playing semis, and that'll be at 7:45 on Saturday. If they lose that, they go to the bronze medal match, which will be at 7 on Saturday. Mm. So let's aim high. But there is so much. There's so many medal events. There's diving, there's cycling, there's judo, skateboarding, fencing. That's all tomorrow. And then Sunday, there's like a whole other just huge selection of games. So in the hockey, we got the Aussie women taking on the SA women at 12:45. And then the men will be taking on Great Britain at 8:15. And then the rugby sevens for the women starts on Sunday. We'll be taking on Ireland. I'm not going to win that, but we'll be taking them on anyway in the spirit of competition. And then for medal events, I mean, if you love shooting, the 10-meter yes. air pistol.
Yes, I saw some of that already. Now, they started that before the opening ceremony.
Yes, as they do with the football and the rugby.
Why do they do that?
Well, they can't fit it all in.
It's just such a big schedule. It's just so much. You can get judo medal events to look out for. There's mountain biking, there's archery, the women's team bronze. You can see who that person might be at 4:48. Basically, get the app, commit yourself to the couch, maybe adult nappies at this stage, because it's just never going to end.
It's so great. Yeah.
It's just never going to end. Maybe soiling yourself is not great, but you don't want to miss any of this action. And it goes on until about 10:30 every single night. None of that probably made sense to you, but I'm overflowing with how much great excitement there is for the Olympics right now. And Sunday, you can also watch table tennis. We didn't discuss that. That's always fun to watch. And the autistic gymnastics also carries on. So that's on Sunday. So you've got the Formula One, Belgian Grand Prix, Go Max from the back. You've got the UFC, Manchester People, Leon Edwards beating Bilal Muhammad. You've got the rugby. Now, there is, of course, other sports in the go, but I think that's enough for this weekend.
You know what? You've spoiled us.
I'll tell you what to bet on as well. I feel very strongly about this.
Okay, let's go.
Some bonus stuff from Ben.
So I'll tell you. So I've got a hypothetical 100 that's going to return me about 350 by just betting on the home favorites at the UFC. So Paddy the Baddie's got the toughest fight of the three against Bobby Green, who's a very old seasoned pro. He's fought 32 times in the UFC or as an MMA professional. Tom Aspinall is going to beat Curtis Blaydes because Tom Aspinall is phenomenal. I think he is the best heavyweight in the world right now. And then Leon Edwards, I just think, has too many like weapons against Bilal. Remember the name Muhammad. So if you bet on those three oaks to win, just win. Not talking any funny submissions or calling the rounds. Mm-hmm. Your 100 could get you a hypothetical 350 back in your Superbets account.
I like it. Take Ben's bets seriously.
Okay.
Could win.
Last week I gave you two absolute pearlers. Those Georgians with the handicap.
You did.
And then the box obviously annihilating Portugal. So there hopefully we have the same luck.
Fantastic.
And fun this week.
There we go. Fantastic. Thank you, Ben. We really are spoilt. It's going to be a great weekend, and now you have to just schedule your time very, very carefully. Make sure you get all the snacks you need in advance. If you are feeling like you're maybe overdoing the snacks, you could do your exercise in front of the TV. Well, jog on the spot.
Well, that's the thing. You're binging sports. So it's a bit unhealthy to be sitting all the time, but you'll be so inspired by watching these people do amazing things that you'll eventually do something as well. Maybe go for a walk or do some push-ups or whatever.
Well, I've got a beautiful poem that was submitted by one of our listeners about Uzbek wrestlers. Would you like to hear it?
Thank you. Yes. I was waiting for that.
In a quaint Uzbek town where the sun shines bright, lived two wrestlers, quite a sight. Azamat, as big as a boulder and strong, and Goro, skinny, but swift all along. Azamat loved to snack all day, with muscles like mountains, or so they'd say. He'd flex and grunt, I almost said that was gunt. He'd flex and grunt, his belly a jiggle, and make the kids laugh with a mighty wiggle. Goro, on the other hand, was light and spry, with a twinkle of mischief in his eye. He'd zip and zoom like a hyperactive kite, always ready for a playful fight. One bustling day as the markets... Now, you see that this is where they... I'm afraid you've let yourself down here because it goes on for paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. It's like 20 paragraphs about Azamat and Goro. I can't. But very good. I mean, done on the try.
What else could have happened? Do they fall into a love affair?
Ben,
do they start buying property together?
Some extra content, all right? For after the show, we'll publish the whole thing.
What could possibly go on for so long with two men wrestling each other? Do they develop feelings?
It gets very deep. It's 16 paragraphs. We'll publish the whole thing.
There's a goat get later. Involved.
There's a goat. There's a goat. There are the tribeswomen. becomes very aggressive. Yeah, it's a great story. So there we are. We're all behind the Uzbek wrestlers. I see even Leanne Manis is getting excited on social media. She said, let's go, Team South Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
Who's part of the South African team?
144 people. I'm not going to name for you right now.
Akani Simbini's in there.
Okay. He's a sprinter, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably got some swimmers.
We got good swimmers.
Yeah,
of course.
Okay. But now
it's
you're
good to have good swimmers.
Don't ask me for more than that.
We've got wrestlers. We've got judoists.
We've got a judoist.
Download the app. Got to tell you, the app has not paid us for this, but you've got to download the app because it's got everything.
Okay. That's the way to go.
Okay.
All right. Well, apparently, listen, this is big, big news. I don't know why it's big news because this has come out so many times in so many different surveys they've done. But looking at boobs.
Why are you laughing? We're talking about
continue,
science.
Continue. Sorry, I'm being rude. Continue.
Cackling like Kamala Harris over here. Looking at boobs and looking at cute animals will make men live longer.
Yes.
Really? This is true, Simpiwe. Why do you think this is funny? It's true. And it's like the most easy thing for anyone to be able to access. If women just complied.
I would go with participate. I
think participate is probably a bit better. All right. So apparently, this is according to a New York Post article, staring at breasts make men live longer. And they've actually got like a pair of breasts in the story. But I don't think this is surprising.
No, it's not. But basically, it's a heart health thing you're going at here.
Yeah.
It's not just suddenly miraculously that things happen. It's like, yeah, you want your heart rate to be healthy. Heart health is one of the biggest like downfalls of people. Cardiovascular deaths are huge.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, it just comes down to the fact that they're not looking at boobs.
And the cute animals?
I might have missed a few steps in that.
But yeah, but I think you got the gist. And the cute animals? That's
a similar kind of thing. Mm. So you want beauty around you at any given stage.
Right.
And I think that's what we've always worked out. You know, we said like pretty people are better people
beautiful
in life.
Beautiful things. Yes. And
pretty people are better?
Well, it's been proven since we were again.
At what?
Everyone, look, let's be honest, it's been worked out for ages that they're more important people if they're beautiful. Everyone wants to be around them. They make you healthier to look at. And it's the same thing with cute animals.
Excellent. Like
if you only have, I don't know, pugs or...
Vultures.
Or...
Warthogs.
Yeah. Or like reptiles and stuff as pets. You're not going to get the benefits, right?
Because
there's nothing cute or endearing about this.
No.
So you'll get an irregular heartbeat. It's going to make you feel on edge.
A reptile.
You wouldn't know if you fight or flighting. Whereas with a cute animal, it's like they're not going to kill us. It's just going to make you feel happy, content.
A cute animal or boobs. You've got to choose. Now's your time.
You can't choose. You must have both.
Cute animal.
You must have both.
Boobs.
You must have both.
Both. Do you want both? You'll live very long. How much? Extra 10 years? Let's claim it. Who's going to falsify this? Fact checkers. Independent fact checkers have said this is false. Go fuck yourself. Boobs and cute animals. I'm all for it. Let's go. Weekend is here. Simpy, we're still laughing.
It's just interesting. Like,
what do you think? If you could look at anything and it would make you live longer, what do you think that thing would be?
I don't know.
Swimmers.
V-lines in particular, I guess.
Okay.
You know, a good body.
All right. What's a V-line? Is that a woman thing or a man thing?
No, it's a man thing. Like, why would I be looking at another woman? Like,
You were upset about netball not being the Olympics. I'm open
that's true.
Other emotions you might just share with us.
No,
now.
But I'm just saying that, like, you know, there's other, like, I see my body all day, every day. So it's nice to look at somebody else's body and be like, that's nice. You know, it's like a guy with a great ass. You're just like, oh.
And suddenly we're in the same ball game.
But this is it. It goes back to my thing. About
you say great ass, we say great boobs. Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy this morning. Isn't that great? Isn't it nice to be happy among happy people? It
should be always like that.
Being miserable. Ugh, must be so shit. Don't be miserable. All right, it is 7 o'clock. We got to take a break. We'll be back. I've got two important bits of news. There's a new Chief Justice, and there's a new number one podcast in the world.
Oh.
Yeah.
Different stories, though. It's not a Chief Justice. No, it's not a podcast.
No. The Chief Justice has not started a podcast. Cool. Yeah. No, that's not a thing. All right, that's coming up.